and we ought to maintain our wilderness in order for our fruits not to be eaten and proliferate more. And our wisest achievement is to accept our mortality in the immortal universe. We shouldn't think so much on how to accomplish a goal, as the answer will come accomplishing it. While the final goal of the most is to secure their mortality, the final goal of the few noble ones is to secure their immortality. And only through indirect revenges we will pinch the soul of our enemy. And the way the human governance manifests itself is the way the governing algorithm dictates. And too much of everything will sooner or later create its complete opposite. And in the technological acceleration, we ought to let time and space shape our creation. And as institutions set off in their professionalism, authenticity grows in the cracks and margins. And it is most natural that for our new creations we are to recreate our childhood. And this extreme obsession to protect the nature from any human interventions will only bring back the wild beast. And paradoxically, the only way to have a stable ground is a cyclical destabilization of the supreme sky. And what ideologies do not take in consideration is the constant changing of the settings in which they want to generally be applicable. And why not to accept to a perfect state in our constant communication with nature. And once the foundation is established, we ought to be relaxed about all our natural undertakings as they will grow with us. And at the origin of the social problem is the lack of a natural space to which each citizen can relate to. And our experience with nature ought to be so immersive that any artificial channel can no longer affect us. And living without these massive ideologies would allow the single to develop his own and live in harmony with others. And in case we cannot proceed, we shall slow down and save energies for when we can. And the remedy to everything is our constant reintegration with nature. And ultimately our message will be one and about the one itself. And it is by carrying our natural burden that true strength and experience are gained. Everything seems lost, light can be found in the totality of our loneliness. And it isn't the matter to show the strength to be able to change the circumstances, but it's a matter of persevering through the circumstances. And the issue is not that things around us do not change, but the issue is that we cannot partake with them. And we shouldn't boost the outcome of our intention. inevitably undermine and cutting ourselves out of the system to create our own independent system will be of meaning again once the bigger system collapse. And in the social sterility, while the body of our offspring may be kept, the soul is doomed to disappear. And with our spirituality alone, free of any institutional apparatus, we ought to be able to withstand any circumstances. And as both the social security and the no security will in the end kill us, we ought to secure for ourselves a natural way of surviving. And it is only nature that will keep on presenting us with the challenges that will keep on maintaining our humanity natural. And to avoid wars, the dynamic we have to generate in our otherwise static social living ought to be in order to exalt nature. And even in the midst of the winter period, spring air can reawake our spirit. And the passage from life to death is equally sudden as the passage from death to life. And the failure always provides us the meaning for our success. And at last, social members always manage to fit within the prejudices our malice subscribe to them. And when our spiritual garden is settled, we get free from any bonds of any worldly production. And we shouldn't rage against those that are more powerful, as they don't have any time to leave the moment. And it is by keeping in every middle of everything that we can keep on finding our humanity. And only by removing all our expectations we no longer have to fight for our freedom. And it is not about changing our configuration, but applying it to other circumstances that will enrich us. And nowhere is better than where our spiritual intuition has taken us. And the power to decide turns us against all the principles of when we did not have it. The willing to get very rich will only impoverish a life that only needs the essential. And any kind of ideology ought to be applied when it grows from below and removed when it keeps growing from above. And our spiritual maturity is so universal that it cannot fit one nor all of the social categories. And to expect that everything should work according to our own will is the guarantee for a very unhappy life. Different political ideologies may best apply to different geographical morphologies. And gently transmit your heritage onto the natural offspring as one day you are to die. And only by living we will be able for our new offspring to renew the natural heritage. And being authentic means to live up our role to merge fully back to nature. And while the social systems care to adjust the surface of people, we shall act from within. And it is not nations we need to protect, but the community within and the relation with the local environment. And even in the same grey environment, with a new sun, we are reborn. And there is always a natural remedy to the continuous abuse of power, and that is revolution. And if we gently trace our poetic intention in nature, there is still hope that others will retrace it. And once we give autonomy to our natural offspring, there's nothing more to worry about us. And once we shift our rhythm back to nature, we will no longer be oppressed.